covered on these airways. So stay tuned for the best and leading edge progressive ideas and analysis. And remember to support independent media financially.
Hi, I'm Jillian Jonas, senior producer of WBAI's Living for the City, a weekly public affairs show covering national and hyperlocal issues. I was privileged to have worked at the legendary club CBGB, the birthplace of punk rock, in between college and grad school. Last December was the 50th anniversary of the club's opening, and I wanted to produce a special program about CB's because it's one of my very favorite places ever. Only a station like WBAI would give me that opportunity. And on Saturdays, July 20th and 27th at 10 p.m., WBAI will present the first part of this docuseries. This ain't no disco, this is CBGB, an audio documentary. So join me as we celebrate the 50th anniversary of this iconic club, CBGB, Saturdays, July 20th and 27th at 10 p.m. and re-airings at 11 p.m. on WBAI Radio in New York, 99.5 FM, and on WBAI.org.
This is Tony Roberts, and you're listening to WBAI in New York, the voice of truth since 1960.
Stand by, please.
Silence, I can hear you, but I'm afraid to be near you, and I don't know where to begin, and I don't know where to begin.
Where to begin? The question is where to start.
Perhaps you'd better start from the beginning.
Should I tell the truth?
Yeah, tell the truth.
Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
Hey, the truth and nothing but the truth, right?
Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
Ringo! Ringo!
Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
And listen now, my friends, the prayer tower is open. The prayer tower is open right now. You that need prayer, my God, the prayer team are sitting by the telephone right now. For you.
Look at him go with that order. I don't see how anybody can play music like that. It sounds like a mismatch, you know? Doesn't sound like real music.
Wow, I can't believe that's written down.
Sit back and make like you're enjoying it.
Get in this mess anyway.
I've completely forgotten.
I mean, just a few weeks ago, we had a lovely TV show back in New York, and we had a nice show on Broadway.
That's right.
Here we are. Oh, wonderful!
Oh, oh, come, your time.
This is the beginning of the end.
shall we begin? can we begin again? Can we begin again? Can we begin again? Can we begin start? When you read, you begin with
A, B, C.
When you sing, you begin with Do, Re, Mi.
Do, Re, Mi.
Do, Re, Mi. The first three notes just happen to be Do, Re, Mi.
Do, Re, Mi.
Do, Re, Mi, Fa, Sol, La, Ti. Oh, let's see if I can make it easier.
With the words and the
said this was the last dance. The lights went dim as I looked on the floor. Then I saw you standing there. Then I walked up to you and I asked for this dance. The band has started to play. Until I met you, I found something I thought I'd never had. The only time I feel alive is when I'm with you. I wonder how long it will last. I walked you home in the night. The moon shone bright as we walked hand in hand. I had known this joy once before, but it came to an end just as it had begun. Each step that I took with you brought one thing closer to my mind. Is this the start of another heartbreaker? Or something better begin? Something better begin.
Before the Fall, when they wrote it on the wall, and there wasn't even any Hollywood, there still was Steely Dan. And the Kinks, Something Better Beginning, another beginning to another show. Started off with the question from Sufjan Stevens and Phil Donahue, where to begin? Well, we started off this show with Paige Stark, Zombie Brain Drain, which asked the musical question, is it the beginning or is it the end? Or is this the beginning of the end? I still haven't quite figured out that distinction. We mixed up Emerson, Lake and Palmer with George Garcia, From the Beginning. We began again with Norah Jones. We heard from Julie Andrews and the cast of The Sound of Music, Do Re Mi, Do Re Mi Fa Sol La. And then we broke into the blue with Aaron Fraser, Harry James and Kitty Callan, I'm Beginning to See the Light. Wound up there with the Kinks, Harry Connick and Steely Dan. All mixed up, Peter Beauchamp. Glad you tuned in for the beginning. We're working our way towards the end.
is the end of the road. Muscle cars going the way of old Tom Joe. I remember the distances that shone. To the desert town. Maybe we were born to run, but now we're gagged and bound by all the little things that slipped out of control. By the way that we keep sliding back into the hole. By the way that every day just rips out your soul. We were just two kids with no.
To the ends, would you follow me? There's a world that was meant for us. Yeah. Masters. I want to know you endlessly until the two of our minds become one. I want to know you like a cowboy who knows the setting sun. I had a hole in my mind like a gun, took a shot. You came and filled it all in, now you consume every thought. Until my heart's in a pile of dust at the bottom of the sea. Mm-hmm. 'Cause every morning when I wake up, I crave you like my dad craves coffee. I had a hole in my mind like a gun, took a shot. You came and filled it all in, now you consume every thought. Just wanna spend some time face to face and eye to eye. I just wanna spend some time face to face and eye to eye.
Arriving at the end of the line, along with Lord Huron, Courtney Barnett, the Living Biscuits, Pokey Lafarge, everybody wound up at the end. We started way at the beginning, but now we've reached the end, at least the end of this part of the program. We opened up with Eli Paperboy Reed with Steely Dan's Do It Again. Then we ended up on the end of the rope, end of the world, all mixed up. Peter Beauchamp, glad you tuned in. We have lots more to get to.
The Transport Workers Union fights the bosses for our 155,000 members across the economic spectrum. Airlines, mass transit, rail, school buses, bike share, tourism, university and utilities, even Central Park horse carriage drivers. I'm John Samuelson, International President of the Transport Workers Union. If you want a strong voice at the workplace, if you want to improve your life, join us. We are the TWU, America's Fight Back Union.
What's your pleasure, sir or madam, and all you kiddies too? Sandwiches, freshly made from quality ingredients, soft drinks, cool, tangy, and refreshing. A hot dog? There you are, tender, juicy, done to a turn with some fixings. Hamburgers, ma'am? Just the way you like them. Meaty, moist, and broiled to perfection. Soft drinks, kiddies? Take your choice, cold, tingly with flavor, all your favorite soft drinks for your selection. Something to eat for everyone, soft drinks to make your evening complete. Delicious, fresh, and satisfying to help your entertainment reach the peak of family fun.
Elizabeth Taylor is Maggie the Cat, a girl too hungry for love to care how she goes about getting it.
I don't mind making a fool of myself over you.
Well, I mind. I feel embarrassed for you.
Feel embarrassed? But I can't live on this way.
Now, you agreed to accept that condition.
I know I did, but I can't. I can't.
The Tennessee Williams Pulitzer Prize-winning play unfolds with a shocking impact and uncompromising realism that makes its author the most talked-about dramatist of our day.
I feel all the time like a cat on a hot tin roof.
Then jump off the roof, Maggie. Jump off it.
We're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The temperature's rising, it isn't surprising. She certainly can. She started the heat wave by letting her feet wave. And in such a way that the customers say that she certainly can. Gee, her anatomy made the mercury jump to 93. Yes, so we're having a heat wave, a tropical heat wave. The way that she moves that, the thermometer proves that she certainly can.
As you leave the theater, folks, please be careful. Don't let this happen to your car. Be sure to remove the speaker before you leave. If you should accidentally pull a speaker loose, please turn it in at our snack bar or box office. Thank you.
You'll get found out. Save it for later. Don't run away. I was alone in the boarded up streets. The clothes sign swung like a pole. Here where the street sweepers sleep. It was a hot summer. I was feeling cool. There was no one there knowing I was looking for you. Well, the bars were all empty and the pavements were cracked. And the river ran wild, so I was fast on its track. It was a hot summer, I saw it too. There was no one there knowing I was just a fool. I got burgundy blood, a tiger stone in my boot, a flask in my pocket, we could dance on the roof. It was a hot summer, just a fool.
Just is gonna keep going, curving the road is
This happened to your car. Thank you.
Thank you. be a short intermission.
Robin Williams. Shelley Duvall.
You're calling me
high. In Popeye.
You're getting away.
Trim.
And all at once I knew at once, I knew he needed me. Until the day I die, I won't know why, I knew he needed me. It could be fantasy, oh, or maybe it's because he needs me, 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 he needs me.
Good.
He needs me, he needs me, he needs me, he needs me, he needs me.
Uh-oh.
Not very good.
Okay. Here we, okay. This will be the one. One, two,
three.
One, two, three, and...
He needs me, he needs me, he needs me.
Good, Shelly.
Oh, dear.
He needs me, he needs me, he needs me, he needs me. Not just good, but great. Great, Shelley. Harry Nilsson's He Needs Me from Robert Altman's Popeye with the late Shelley Duvall. A little bit of the demo there as well. In Daddy's Car at the drive-in with the Cardigans. Possibly the song of the summer. Rental from Fana Hughes. End of the World Party from Halos. Goodnight Texas, reminding us it's just a dry heat. Not an oppressive, overwhelming wet heat, but a dry heat from Goodnight Texas. The Story of Our Hot Summer from the Oracle Sisters. Eddie Vedder with a cover of the English Beats' Save It For Later, which was featured on the third season of The Bear. Hot Sun, new from Wilco. And we opened up with a little bit from Cat on the Hot Tin Roof with Elizabeth Taylor, Paul Newman, and Ethel Merman. We're having a heat wave. All mixed up, Peter Beauchamp. Glad you tuned in for this steaming edition of the program. Coming up, we'll head back to the drive-in for some relief from this dangerous summer.
When I sleep, I dream. I don't want to dream. Something happened out there in the desert that night during that mission, and it's not what we thought it was, and it happened on my watch.
How much do you actually know about your friend?
I served under him. He was a good man.
That's what the neighbors always say about serial killers.
Somebody put an implant inside me. I got a good feeling they put one in you, too.
You need to get help, Ben.
I'm not crazy, Shaw.
Raymond, this is J.B. Johnston of Manchurian Global.
We're strong supporters.
Raymond Prentice, Shaw. Listen.
This is a coup.
This is rich people funding bad science to put a sleeper in the White House.
Among the shareholders in Manchurian Global, you would find former presidents, supposed kings.
Yeah, I get it. They're big. They're huge.
And you bring me rumors and conjecture.
I started with nightmares. Rumors, conjectures, that's a giant leap forward.
Somebody got into our heads.
Neurons got exposed and circuits got rewired.
I think you should leave.
What are you doing?
I gotta find out what's gonna happen, where it's gonna happen.
He's delusional.
Swore to me that this was fail-safe. No leaks, no glitches. I will do whatever is necessary to protect my son.
We're gonna stop this and take them out.
You don't think they factored you in?
Excited.
just an excitable boy.
Yeah, someone's on top of the roof. Look. There he is right there. Right there. See him? He's laying down. See him?
Yeah, he's laying down.
What's happening?
There he is right there. The time I like is a rush hour. Cause I like the rush. We're pushing all the people. I like it all so much.
Something to said. Take a look at what happened. See something that said, take a look at what happened.
That's not all.
gonna teach the children a little history, but not too much now. Gonna cop and plea, gonna rob from Peter to pay Paul, and that's not all. We might have ourselves a picnic, we might end up on the moon, they might even name a planet after me. If they ask you any questions, go ahead and tell the truth. If we have to, we can plead insanity. Wake the dead, get them on their feet. Gonna form an army, gonna plant a tree. Gonna rob from Peter to pay Paul. Yeah, that's not all. We might have ourselves a picnic, we might end up.
My ticket, I'm going down in flames, down in flames. to your door in spite of all the
understood. And he took a walk in the woods. be fine. Take a walk and cruise the strip at night. Looks like you got a question in your eyes. You win some, lose some, baby, who's got the time? That's right. On snake eyes, I don't mind. Cigarette burns on my black Levi's. Vegas gonna put my name up in lights tonight.
Hanging from a chandelier. Look at my blackjack, blade, candy machine. Like a NASCAR, the little jumbo screen. Chain smoke, bail by 4 a.m. Wearing Oakley blades on a velvet wallet bed. Alligator weed to the attaché case. Cruising down the strip to a lonely place. Throwing ninja stars and a ripping balloon. Drinking whiskey at the bar.
Is closing the classified documents case against Donald Trump. This was charged about a year ago in the Southern District of Florida, where prosecutors from the special counsel's office, so an office that was appointed by Merrick Garland for the particular reason to look at this in some sort of protected, independent way from the rest of the department, they brought more than 30 charges against Donald Trump for mishandling classified records after the presidency and for obstructing justice.
The American principle that no one is above the law was reaffirmed. Donald Trump was given every opportunity to defend himself. It was a state case, not a federal case. And it was heard by a jury of 12 citizens, 12 Americans, 12 people like you. They found Donald Trump guilty on all 34 felony counts. That's how the American system of justice works. And it's reckless, it's dangerous, it's irresponsible for anyone to say this was rigged just because they don't like the verdict.
Judge Cannon is now saying that prosecutor doesn't have the ability to bring this case in court, and thus it must be dismissed.
We also got a ruling recently from the Supreme Court, a couple of great rulings. One of them was that the president has absolute immunity for the actions he takes while in office and his core duties there.
This was a surprising ruling. If you're a president of the United States and you make a determination that you don't want to leave office, you may as well do everything you can to stay, because if you fail, guess what? You're immune. And if you succeed, you get to stay in office. So the only thing we have now to determine whether or not the guardrails of democracy holds is who we vote for. And are we going to vote for decent people or not?
What she's doing here is very much in line with what Justice Clarence Thomas on the Supreme Court said in a concurrence just a few days ago in the presidential immunity case. He wrote about the special counsel's office and Judge Cannon's finding here. The reason that this case can't go before her is she says this special counsel just doesn't have the power in the way that she reads the Constitution. Thus, it's done.
hearing from politicians this morning that political violence has no place in America. Would that that were true. We are living in an era of political violence. Last night, as you all know, horrifically, a shooter opened fire and tried to assassinate former President Donald Trump at a campaign rally. This was the closest call in terms of a major assassination attempt on a U.S. leader on that level in more than 40 years, since Ronald Reagan in 1981. In 2011, then Democratic Congresswoman Gabby Giffords was shot in the head and nearly killed by a gunman at a constituent event. Other innocent people were killed. A 2017 shooting at a Republican's congressional baseball practice left Congressman Steve Scalise in critical condition. Then, of course, there was the Unite the Right white supremacist rally in Charlottesville that year. Then on January 6, 2021, an attack on the U.S. Capitol and that aftermath, which left multiple Trump supporters and Capitol police officers dead. As with so many prior acts of violence, we right now see too many awful responses out there to this hideous attack on former President Trump. Responses that are part of this trend. That includes those who, without evidence, are blaming this act of violence on those with whom they have disagreements. We are praying for former President Trump's recovery today and praying for his family and for those victims of the attack. And we urge in the strongest possible terms that this election and all our political differences must be determined by ballots and votes, not by bullets. And that this rhetoric of dehumanization stop.
Our fellow Americans, I want to speak to you tonight about the need for us to lower the temperature in our politics. And remember, while we may disagree, we are not enemies. We're neighbors. We're friends. Co-workers, citizens, most importantly, we're fellow Americans. There's nothing